Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Many of the world's most enduring and impressive structures are monuments to the dead. But as Candy Can, assistant professor of religion and interdisciplinary core at Baylor University, reveals, modern tributes to the dead have become a little more mobile.
What do the World Trade Center, tattoos, car decals, t-shirts, and the internet have in common? They all function as centers of emerging mourning rituals that allow the bereaved to express their grief. When bereavement is no longer given public space in society or culture, people must create and adopt alternative forms of mourning to help them navigate everyday life. My work examines where, how, and why these new forms of memorialization are occurring. Bereavement spaces are becoming smaller in both geography and time. The time given for public memorialization varies. The Batman movie shooting memorial in Aurora, Colorado, remained for 3 months, while the elementary school shooting memorial in Newtown, Connecticut, was dismantled after 2 weeks. Conversely, at the World Trade Center, the spontaneous memorial has been appropriated and co-opted by the American government as a symbol of solidarity and nationalism. More personal, tattoo, car decal, and t-shirt memorials are popular ways of remembering the dead. While tattooing is not new, now tattoo seekers occasionally mix the cremains with the tattoo ink, literally carrying the dead around on their bodies. Car decal and t-shirt memorials, like tattoos, allow mourners to express their grief without interrupting the social fabric of everyday life. Internet memorials provide a virtual space that correlates a physical one, yet differs in its relative permanence and constant accessibility. With smartphones and laptops, internet memorials provide a virtual counterpart to the material realm, allowing a constant access to the dead without the messiness of the corpse. Do-it-yourself memorials allow the dead to be reinscribed in public space as material remembrance.
That was Candy Can of Baylor University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
I never said thank you for that.